Virginia could become the 38th and final state needed to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, assuming the U.S. Congress reopens a long-past deadline. There are objections to the ERA. Brandi Faulkner is an assistant professor at Tech's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences.
Whether it will disadvantage white men? Will it mean that women are pushed to the front of the line, or does it truly mean equality and non-discrimination policies?
Some are concerned about how a ratified ERA would be interpreted in the courts. Others say an amendment first proposed in 1972 is no longer needed with other protections in place. She says 4 years ago, many of her young students didn't know much about the ERA.
Now when I mention it in my classes, because they've seen it on things like social media, because they've seen the energy coming from women's organizations, they actually know what it is.
Conservative groups like the Family Foundation have opposed the Equal Rights Amendment in the past. Jean Morano, WFIR News.